Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we're in the book of Revelation as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
Revelation chapter number 16. We left off last week with the fourth seal, where the sun, let's just pick up, well, just quickly a way of review. The bowls or vials of wrath. The seals have taken place. The seventh seal introduced the seven trumpets. The seventh trumpet introduced what we know as the seven vials or bowls of God's final wrath upon this earth. We are now in the last half of the tribulation period, and we looked at that in chapter 16. The first few verses, the first vial results in sores. Those are those noisome, evil sores that covered people from the top of their head to the soles of their feet, much like we talked about that, the boils, much like what Job had experienced during his days, and it affected every unbeliever that received the mark of the beast. Now, earlier in the seals, earlier in the tribulation period, it affected one-third of mankind. Here, it affects everyone that received the mark of the beast. Of course, these were unbelievers. That's the first vial. The second vial is poured out, and it literally, the sea is turned into blood. We talked about that. Where it is as the blood of a dead man, it becomes congealed, and everything in the sea dies. Every living thing, the Bible tells us, him, Archie, and then went to Key West this past week, and they caught some fish. They caught a big old swordfish, and anyway, and some, I don't know what those are, tunas and all these other kinds of fish. I hope they enjoy it, because during the tribulation, you won't be here, but during the tribulation period, during this time, there won't be no swordfish in the sea. They're going to die. The whales, the shark, every living thing in the oceans die. And we looked last week about in Exodus, when the water turned to blood, that it said it stank. Okay? I can't even imagine the horrible smell that would be like during the tribulation period, when every living thing and that washes up on the shore, whatever, how awesome that will be, and everything would stink. I believe that's literal blood. The third vial then is poured out, and it affects now the fresh water. The second vial affects the salt water, the seas. This third vial affects all the water. It affects the springs, the rivers, the lakes, and all. And we talked about that. As a matter of fact, it talks about they are drinking the blood. Somehow how they do the filtering and all, I don't know. I don't know. I just take it literally that somehow they'll try to dilute it. But all the water will be blood, literal blood. Can you imagine going to a water fountain and hitting the water fountain and out shoots red blood? I can't fathom that. But we call that revenges the saints in verses 4-7. When they cried out about how long and thou judge, well, God's pouring his wrath out to answer the prayers of the saints who had been martyred. And then we finished last week with the fourth seal that affects the sun. And we looked at that in let's just read this, okay? In verse number 8 and 9, we'll pick up from there. And that fourth angel poured out his vial upon the sun. So I want you to notice everything is affected. Not just upon the earth, all the rivers, the oceans, the land, man, animal, everything's affected, even the sun. And we see that he poured out his vial upon the sun, and power was given unto him to scorch men with fire. Before we go any farther, I read last week out of Malachi 4:1. Turn me there real quick. Malachi 4:1. You can find that pretty quick. It's the last chapter, or the last book in the Old Testament. Malachi 4:1. You find it? Are you there? For behold, the day cometh that shall burn as an oven, and all the proud, yea, and all that do wickedly shall be stubble. And the day cometh, and the day that cometh shall burn them up, saith the Lord of hosts, and it shall leave them neither root nor branch. So we see that Malachi 4:1 is referring to this time. Isaiah 24:6. Isaiah 24:6. I don't know if I read these last week or not. I want to give these to you. Isaiah 24:6 refers to that day when it says, let me begin verse number, oh my word, there's so much here. Let me begin at verse number 3. And the land shall be utterly emptied and utterly spoiled, for the Lord has spoken this word. The earth shall mourn. The earth mourneth and fadeth away. The earth, the world languished and fadeth away. The haughty people of the earth do languish. The earth also is defiled under the inhabitants thereof, because they have transgressed the laws, changed the ordinances, broken the everlasting covenant. Therefore the curse devoured the earth, and they that dwell therein are desolate. Therefore the inhabitants of the earth are burned, and few men left. Notice that. Okay, again, this is toward the end of the tribulation, that it talks about that the inhabitants of the earth are burned and few men left. And then we see again in Isaiah 30, verse number 6. Let's see. No, 26. I'm sorry. Isaiah 30, 26. Moreover, the light of the moon shall be as the light of the sun. And the light of the sun shall be sevenfold as the light of 7 days, in the day that the Lord bindeth up the breach of the people and healeth the stroke of their wound. Literally, that the sun will be turned seven times hotter that day than it is today. You think it's hot? You're talking about global warming. You think it's hot today? Well, during this time, when this fourth angel pours out his vial upon the sun is affected, and we're told that it becomes seven times hotter. And few men are able to stand that heat, obviously. So it results in scorching. But then verse number 9 is where I left off. To me, one of the most amazing passages of scriptures in the book of Revelation. You would think that men would turn their hearts toward God when all this took place. But look in verse number 9. And men were scorched with great heat and blasphemed the name of God, which had power over these plagues. And they repented not to give him the glory. You're talking about the wickedness of man and how man's heart is desperately wicked. And who could know it? That they refused to repent and give glory to the Creator. Instead, we're going to find out they followed the Antichrist and Satan and the dragon. We're going to read here in just a little bit about that. Isn't it amazing they repented not? You would think. Instead, they repent not. Well, let's move on. Then the fifth vial. Very interesting. This is now toward the end of the tribulation period. This reveals more suffering. It's going to speak of Babylon. Verses number 10 and 11. And the fifth angel poured out his vial upon the seat of the beast, and his kingdom was full of darkness. We'll get into this later in our study in the book of Revelation when it talks about Babylon and all. Again, I take this very literally, that the kingdom of the beast will be Babylon. That's there in the Middle East. A lot of people will have different ideas and different opinions where the Antichrist will set his kingdom up. Some think it's going to be in Rome, the Catholic Church, you know, whatever. New York, Paris, some great Moscow or whatever. I believe it's literally going to be in Babylon, where the seat of the beast, where all this started. You remember the Tower of Babel, Nimrod, where all that world religion started from and all. Anyway, I'll get into that study later. But I believe when it talks about the seat of the beast and his kingdom, it speaks of Babylon, there in what we would call modern-day Iraq, and we'll get to that later. It was full of darkness, and they gnawed their tongue for pain, and blasphemed the God of heaven because of their pains and their sores, and repented not of their deeds. So obviously, when they received their sores and from the first vial that was poured out from them, from the top of their head to the soles of their feet, they still have them. And when this fifth, they can you imagine the sun burning on them, and they got these sores on them? It just gets worse and worse and worse. I mentioned here last week, as believers, for us, the best is yet to come. Amen? I mean, I enjoy life. I really do. I love life and all that life has to offer and in Christ Jesus, and I enjoy it. I don't let the world drag me down.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious word. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.